Unit 9, page 148, exercise 6.
Yuck! Ugh.
I warned you not to get the meatloaf, didn't I?
I don't remember your saying anything. I can't wait to fill out that survey.
Well then, let's do it now. How about lending me a pencil?
Here you go. Okay, question number 1. Do we support introducing Burger Queen?
Yes, we do.
Hey, wait a minute. I refuse to check that one. I think it's wrong to sell fast food in a school dining hall. It has too much fat and salt. They shouldn't encourage students to eat it.
Come on. You're not the food police. You can't keep students from eating fast food.
I guess not. But you can avoid selling it to them. And, okay. Now, what about question number 2? I think showing the fat and calorie content of foods is a good idea. That way, you can choose between having a burger with 18 grams of fat and a piece of chicken with 8.
That sounds appealing, but I still don't feel like seeing that information before I eat. It ruins my appetite. No, I definitely don't want to know about fat and calories. But I'm not opposed to question number 3, having more healthy choices.
I think that's a good idea, too. Look at question number 4. Do you care about lowering prices? The food is already pretty cheap.
You're right. It is.
Then I would like them not to lower prices, but to improve the quality of the food. Question number 5, starting with this meatloaf.
That's a good point. I agree with you on both 4 and 5. Now let's look at question number 6. You can't object to their offering Chinese food.
Chinese food would be great, but they'd better hire a chef to prepare it. Remember, they can't even cook meatloaf here.
They'll probably hire someone to do it. Having some international foods makes sense since we have so many international students here now.
Right. So we both approve of offering Chinese food. Oh, look at question number 7. They're asking about starting breakfast at 6:30.
Oh, yeah? Right.